The Blitz, KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. To the masters. Break it down. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And you can also watch us on live stream if you so wish. Go to ESPN975.com, click on watch us on live stream. That's simple. Miss the first hour, a lot of good stuff. Want to point out a couple things. First off, Glenn Davis will be doing Soccer Matters again tonight. He did it last night. He'll be back tonight because he was off last week. So you'll get a chance to listen.
He's
to
doubling
Glenn
up.
Yeah,
dang.
And Patrick Creighton was filling in for Charlie, so he will not be doing tonight. But you'll have Glenn Davis, who I admit I listened to Glenn on the way home after the show. It's one of the few things that I do because I always learn something about soccer. And that way, if I feel like if I say something, I don't sound like a complete idiot most of the time, just a partial idiot.
Sometimes.
Well, sometimes, but, you know, most of the times it's like, okay, if Glenn thinks that, then I don't feel so bad.
Right.
But, you know, it's kind of like if I have an MMA take and you totally disagree with me, then I feel pretty stupid. But if you semi-agree with it, then I'm like, okay, I don't feel that bad. And then, of course, I'm getting text after text about people trying to sell me on their cities that I hate. Please stop. We all have different tastes, right? Those tastes work for you. They don't for me. There's certain things I need in a city. They don't have them.
And that's okay.
And that's all right. Yeah. I don't have to worry about it, but don't. It's like,
Atlanta's, you don't got to push your place on me.
Yeah. Atlanta's so great. Well, then, okay.
Live there, bro.
I'm totally cool where I am right now. But at some point, yeah, when I retire, it's not going to be there. Going to be, you know, I've turned down jobs in cities. I'll tell you another place I'd never live that I love the city is New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I would live there if I didn't have kids.
I don't even know if I'd do that. I love visiting, but I don't think I could live there. And
I love that town, but yeah, I do too. It does, when you really think about logistically living there,
yeah,
it's hard to imagine.
And you know, I think both of us go there at least once a year.
At least.
Yeah, and so, I mean, I love the place. In Vegas, I have mixed feelings about. There's times when I think I could live in Vegas.
I feel that way, too.
And then there's times when I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Imagine if you were in it all the time, it would lose some of its
magic. We both have friends who moved out there, and it's kind of like it was an adjustment for them. I kind of wonder if it takes away the fun of it. Because it's silly. If I were there, I don't know that I'd go to the casino. It's like now that I have poker rooms, I don't go all the time when I could, and it's not even any effort. So, I don't know. Now, Phoenix, I could do. I like Phoenix. The wife hates it for some reason.
It's so hot there in the summertime.
It is, but, you know, I'm kind of planning on not being there in the summer. You know, eventually it's going to be like, okay, one place in Canada or Colorado, and then maybe have a place in a warm area. May just keep the place here. I don't know. But, yeah, I have my list, and it's okay if they're different. And Greg asked if you guys been to Whiskey Bar Reserve 101. That's my kind of high-end place that I go sometimes.
Yeah.
Really good whiskey selection. I don't like to go and do the high-end stuff all the time, like we're talking about last hour. But once every couple of weeks, I like to go to a nice place. That's one of my go-tos. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. I can't understand half of these texts today. So why doesn't live stream make me manually unmute you guys after every commercial break? First time using it. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
See, the thing is, I've got to be honest, I've never actually listened to us except when they have it on the screen outside and we're on break. Like, I click on it to see how it looks and see if anybody's on there conversing, but I never listen to it, so I can't really tell you. Because muting us is kind of a, I don't know, that's kind of defeats the purpose, right?
Yeah.
All right, so did you watch Better Call Saul last night?
I did.
Okay, if you haven't, I'm not going to do any spoilers, but I'll talk about it a little. If you haven't seen it and you don't want to hear, you might want to turn your radio down for a minute. Just general thoughts on it.
There's one kind of spoiler, so if,
yeah.
3, 2, 1. Chuck being out of the show makes me think that the show is going to shift its focus more from Saul, more onto Mike.
Home run.
Oh, boy. How do they keep doing it?
No bummy.
Who was it, John?
Tyler White.
Oh. He's got a triple and a homer.
He made up for his bonehead base running.
Yeah. So 2-1 Astros now.
It was the leadoff double, then Yuri struck out, and then Tyler White bombed it.
Giants bullpen struggling.
Did you just call Yuli Yuri?
Yuli, I'm sorry.
That was so racist, John.
Incredibly racist.
Well, that was it. Don't do that. We're on live stream.
All right, so back to...
So
I don't know that that's that big a spoiler, though. It's pretty obvious that he, at the end of last year, what had happened. That he wasn't.
Yeah, I don't know if people knew that he was not, or that he didn't make it. But I think that that points to... Because really, what other storyline does Saul have right now? And maybe this is where it sort of starts to lean towards what's going to happen going forward. But I feel like this season of Better Call Saul, Mike might be the featured player.
I'd be okay with that.
I would be too.
More of him and more of Chicken Man, I'd be okay with.
Yeah.
But
Gus?
Yeah.
Gustavo?
Yeah. He's Chicken Man to me. I'm sorry. But yeah, there's a couple things that it's so weird because I love it about the show, but I hate it. Every now and then they'll pick out something and then they'll go through the whole process of doing it like he did with the security check. And at times I find that fascinating, and at times I find it really boring. And for some reason last night I found it really boring.
Okay.
It's like, please get through this. And I know that that's a technique they've used throughout Breaking Bad, throughout, you know, Better Call Saul. And it's part of the charm of the show. So I don't want them to take it away. I just wonder if they lean on that too much. And maybe because it was the first episode. But I thought that I really enjoyed it. I was glad to see the characters back. And again, I thought there was too much of Jimmy just kind of staring into space over the death of his brother.
Yeah.
But otherwise, man, I was excited to see it. I can't wait to see where they go with it. I hope it's more Mike and more Gus.
I think that's what you're going
to
get.
And I hope we finally... I mean, the whole thing to me is, when is he going to be Saul?
And I think that's where his storyline is going to start heading.
Hmm.
I don't know what that chick has got to do with anything. Because at some point, she obviously gets out of the picture.
Yeah, she's got to be dead or something, right? Because we know she wasn't there. And then I really like the scenes of him now in the Cinnabon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's really, and the whole thing with the cab was just really cool. So if you haven't seen it yet, you know, there's not too many spoilers there, but I think you'll enjoy it. Justin Van Zandt, her buddy, said, pretty sure I called an Astros 2-run shot in the 8th at the top of the show.
Did you?
I do remember saying I think they'll put up 6.
Yeah. I don't remember anything about a two-run shot.
I might have said they're going to sit here and do nothing and then get a 2-run shot, and then we're not going to be talking about it.
Okay.
I probably said something like that. So, you know, it's hard for me to remember. You move from segment to segment, and you go pretty fast. Sometimes these things disappear.
Well, you do drink and know things.
That is true. So, yeah, man, I guess it was Friday morning when I was still a little bit moving very slow after the party, and I had that shirt on, and I went to get breakfast tacos, and like 5 people are like, that's the most amazing shirt I've ever seen. And I'm like, thanks, man. I'm glad I'm not going to pass out in line here.
Right.
Oh, 713-780-ESPN's your number. And I want to take a second to thank a couple people because Slate Ham, who did his book, I reached out to him on how he published it, and Beth also, our buddy Beth. And they gave me some really good suggestions, and so that's the direction we're going. So thank you to both those guys. So this is the new Saul on Netflix or just AMC? I know it's on AMC.
AMC.
And I also know that it's on Sling because that's – I think I'm going to have to pull the plug on this.
On the Sling experiment?
I'm giving it every chance to work because it's saving me $18 a month. but I have to go to two different things, and you know me, I'm lazy when it comes to TV. I just want to go punch the button and watch what I want
to
watch.
That's where. That's why I refuse to do it.
So, like, especially on Monday nights, I have Monday nights for me, not during football season. Now it's Better Call Saul, but then I watch a bunch of the poker that's on. And I know all the channels. I have them memorized, so I know which ones to go to. And then when I'm watching an Astros game, I can flip between innings and go watch more poker.
Yeah.
Well, now I have to flip between DirecTV on the Astros and then go over to Sling to watch the poker, and it's a pain in the ass. It's driving me nuts. So, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to last. But now, you know, the wife is she's a little stubborn about things. When she gets something in her head that she wants to do,
she's sticking with it.
Yeah. And so, you know, when I asked her the other day, it's like, okay, how much more money are we saving? And she's like, oh, it's about $20. Mm. And I'm going, yeah, I don't know if that's going to work for me. And I got the silent treatment, which means, you know, I don't think she's ready to punt on this yet. I mean, I have all the channels. It's just, it's not as convenient for me. And I'd rather pay the $20 and just have the convenience.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And plus, now that I've cut them off, I'm pretty sure I'll get a cheaper rate anyway. And, you know,
get that new customer rate.
Yeah. Yeah. But we'll see. I was hoping it would save a bunch of money so I could tell the Blitzers how to do it. But so far, not so much. What I can tell you how to do is if you're hiring. And guess what? You know what? Gal Media, we have to make some hires sometimes. And especially with some of the things we're expanding to. Well, the best way to do it is ZipRecruiter. It's so hard to find the right person. Believe me. There's times you think, oh, yeah, this person's perfect. But ZipRecruiter.com/play. Go there, because if you've got a business, you're trying to hire somebody, especially if you're a small business, you're going to have to deal with so many people who want a job, and it's so challenging. But you can help a growing business connect to qualified candidates. That's all they do. That's what ZipRecruiter does. They send your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. So if you're in a hurry, this is a great way to go. With results like that, it's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest rated hiring site in America. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
I'll never be on the front line with the blood and sweat and dirt in my eyes.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz, with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. And two outs. Is that the eighth inning here?
Yes, sir.
2-1 Astros. Thanks to a two-run homer. Was that little Justin Van Zandt you played on the way out, John?
Yes.
I want to jam with Justin one day. I'm about to get back into music. That's a dude I want to jam with. All right, so you want to do some college football? Or you want to do something else? I've got everything here, right? I've got tons of college football. I did see, I don't know if you saw this, though. There are a bunch of Canadians went to Seattle when the Jays played there.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and Seattle kind of embracing, because they also have a bunch of fans that come down from Vancouver all the time. So the Mariners are probably the second most popular team in Canada.
Yeah.
And so they had a bit where fans had to try to catch a baseball with a giant poutine container.
Okay.
Dude got plopped right on the head.
Oh,
it was
awesome.
The other one, though, I think is kind of funny is there was a streaker, of course, and he might be getting his ass kicked out of Canada because of it. He's not a Canadian citizen. He's an Irish guy who's living in Canada. And so he pulled the streaking thing at the Mariners game. He has a what is that, a shamrock tattooed on his ass. That's real cool.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently, he may now get deported out of Canada for getting arrested.
Oh, no.
They don't mess around up there. We don't always treat our non-citizens really well. I'm telling you, man, you mess up at all, and they will pun on you.
Yeah.
So he lives in Vancouver, but he's an Irish citizen. There's a chance he could be deported over the incident.
Oh, well, hard times, bro.
Yeah, and all that because
get your bleep together.
His buddies bet him $80.
$80, deportation.
Sports Illustrated said, all that for $80. I hope it was at least American dollars, because it's only 61 American if it's Canadian. So, yeah, that happened. Here's one for you. Over under 7 wins for Jimbo Fisher's first year at A&M.
Man, I have to look at Aggie's schedule. Give me a vamp for just a moment.
Yeah, because the big thing is you are changing the offense completely.
Yep.
And I do think, I do think Jimbo will be successful there. And one of the things that we talked about on Sports on the Rocks, which will hopefully drop tomorrow, with Travis Johnson. Travis Johnson's very, very high on what Jimbo Fisher is going to be doing at A&M.
One.
I just don't know if it's one and one happening. You could share. You don't have to. Two. You don't have to go through and do it that way. But I think they'll probably finish right around there, and then I think you'll see. I think it's going to take him 2 or 3 years before. And the truth is, at some point,
the over-under is what?
7 wins is what he has.
It might be right on the number.
Okay.
If I had to lean, I think I would lean under.
Okay. Yeah, so Northwestern State.
Because 7 I can see.
8.
Although 6, like, it could be, it's like a 6 or 7.
Yeah.
8, I have a hard time seeing. So Northwestern State, that's 1.
We'll give them a win.
Clemson, that's not 1.
Oh, no, they're winning that, so that's 2.
Okay.
Yeah, no, 1-1.
Well, it is at Kyle Field.
Yeah, but Clemson's legit.
Which, by the way, when's the last time Aggie played a road non-conference game? Do they ever do that?
I know they've scheduled. Well, yeah, they played UCLA last year.
Okay, okay, yeah. You're right.
And blew the big lead.
Yeah.
Damn, you have a short memory.
I really do. Louisiana Monroe.
W.
Lock?
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be. That might be a game where I bet Monroe to cover.
Right.
But I think
that's not like your, it's not a walkthrough. I know, like, it's a directional school in Louisiana. That's,
they'll win.
Okay.
We're just talking wins and losses.
Monroe
right now
did suck last year, but they've been historically, they've been pretty decent.
I think Aggies win.
I'm going to give Aggies a win too. Alabama, I'm going to give Aggie a loss.
Yeah.
You comfortable with that?
Yeah, I think I'm okay with you giving a loss against Bama.
Arkansas, I'm giving them a victory.
Yeah, I think that's a swing game, but yeah, I'll go with
agreed.
Especially a new coach. It may take Arkansas a little bit, but I'll give them a win there.
Kentucky, I'm going with victory.
I will too.
At South Carolina.
To me, that's a swing game. I'm probably leading South Carolina at South Carolina.
Okay. I gave them that one.
Okay.
I feel like. I'm not 100% sure if I did or not.
How about this? I give them either South Carolina or Mississippi State, but not both. Is that fair?
Okay. Yeah, I think that's fair.
So you're sitting 5-3 right there.
So that's 5-3. Now you are at Mississippi State.
Yeah, that's one I just said. You're 5-3 after that, because I'm giving you one of those
two. Oh, okay, one of those
out
two.
Out of South Carolina and Mississippi State.
Okay.
I think you split. I'm not sure which way, but I think you split.
Yeah, I tend to lean they will win against South Carolina. They'll lose against Mississippi State.
But I think they're both swing games.
I think at Auburn's a loss.
Agreed.
I think Ole Miss is a win.
Okay.
I think UAB is a win.
So now you're at 7.
I think LSU's a loss.
I don't know what LSU's going to be. I really don't. This is, now you're talking second year of Orgeron. And, I mean, ordinarily, yeah, if Les is still there, yeah, that's a loss. But I'll have a better idea about LSU after about 4 or 5 games, but I have my concerns about them. So that would be the game that would get them to 8.
That's the one, huh?
Yeah.
Well, if this helps sort of decide for you in any way, the last time Texas A&M beat LSU was 1995. That predated Aggie and Southeast Conference, obviously. So since they've been in the Southeast Conference, LSU 7-0 against Ag. And it hasn't mattered where the game's been played. Yeah, Arlington, College Station, Baton Rouge, they don't care.
But I'll just say the same thing I said when they fired Les Miles. I don't know if this is the same LSU.
That's fair.
And I don't know that. I know talent-wise they still are, but I don't know if this guy's a good football coach. I know he's a good recruiter, and he's a good interim coach. But I wasn't crazy about the hire. I thought they would go after Jimbo, and I think they did. They didn't get him. So by that point of the season, I might think if they're not better, I could see A&M beating them. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
I mean, I guess it'll happen eventually.
Yeah, I think it will. If it's going to, I think A&M has a better coach. I'll just say that flat out. I think Jimbo Fisher, better coach than Ed Orgeron.
All right.
Maybe not as entertaining.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so there you go. That wasn't the college football I was going to work in. I had something else.
Well, we've always got next segment, Fred.
Yeah, well,
that's the beauty of our radio show.
I know.
Except for once, there's always a next segment.
The last one is, well, sometimes the next segment's accounted for, though. Like, ordinarily, this would be Jerome, and it would be accounted for.
Oh, we know Jerome today?
He's flying over to West Virginia.
Oh, okay.
So, or to, I guess, Kansas City, probably.
Yeah.
He's going to the game, right, John?
I think he's flying from West Virginia back to Houston.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I knew it was something. Hey, did you see, of all the players to get into a beef with radio hosts, would you ever think it'd be a punter?
Yeah, because radio hosts tend to do the punters aren't football players
thing.
No,
that's what you do. Not every radio host does that.
Okay.
Did you see that Marquette King got into it with a couple Denver radio hosts?
No.
It started when he was on air, and apparently he wasn't really interested in being there, which, okay.
Wait, what city was this?
Denver.
Okay.
Yeah, remember, he got cut by the Raiders because Gruden didn't like him. So.
I have it if you want it.
Yeah, go ahead, play it. Let's hear it.
It's Stokely and Zach sitting down with Marquette King, newest member, one of the newest members of the Denver Broncos. Now that 6 days of training camp are in your back pocket, how would you summarize it for yourself personally?
I don't know. I don't even know how to summarize it.
Good.
It's like a regular practice day.
How's the transition been from you? You know, new team, new locker room, obviously, you know, moving from Oakland to Denver. How has that transition been for you?
I don't know. I just.
Good?
It's cool. We got some cool people on the team.
Nice. How is your relationship so far with the coaching staff, the brand new coaching staff as well? You getting along well?
Yeah. Everything's going good.
You always got a lot of personality, but it doesn't seem you have a lot to say right now. You frustrated about something in particular or something?
I just don't like talking about football, really. I just do it.
Well, tell us about yourself. Who is Marquette King? What do you like to do? What do you enjoy?
I know I like more oxygen.
Is it altitude bothering you a little bit? I know it takes some time to get adjusted.
I get on my nerves sometimes, but, I mean, it's my job, so, yeah.
How much are you looking forward to games starting here a week from tomorrow, you know, preseason games, and get, you know, opportunity to really strap up?
I don't know. I mean, it's definitely coming, so.
All right, we'll leave it there. Have a good rest of your day, man. Yeah,
thanks a lot. Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So that was Brandon Stokely interviewing him, former receiver.
Yeah.
Which usually players tend to at least play nice if there's like a former player interviewing him. I always remember when I worked with Rod, it was always nice because, like,
yeah,
sometimes when it's just like a couple radio dudes, the players are like, oh, great. But when you've got a former player with you, typically they are a little more open. I mean, that was just a really horrible interview by Marquette King. Just say you don't want to do an interview.
Well, the thing is, we've had interviews like that where somebody clearly didn't want to be there. We ejected a little sooner, I think. I mean, we've done, I think there was somebody who had like 40 seconds. Said, you know what, this isn't working. Thanks, we'll talk to you another time. But first off, you're a punter, okay? You already lost your job because you're kind of a dickweed. And, I mean, those guys didn't say anything out of line.
No.
They didn't pull an AJ. It's like, do you consider yourself an athlete since you're a punter? Yeah, he didn't do that. And he just obviously didn't want to be there. But then apparently after the practice, he went and confronted McKee. He didn't confront Stokely. asking, do we have a problem?
Well,
and then keep my name out of your mouth.
Darren McKee is a guy, another guy who does radio in Denver, who he wasn't even on the show. He's just somebody who stood up and said something about it.
Yeah, so. he went to Twitter and demanded that King apologize.
Right.
Because and they'd already had a fight because he tweeted an obscenity at him earlier in the day. And so he made it a point to McKee then went on and said, well, he didn't sign autographs for fans. And that turned into a dispute. Keep my name out of your mouth. And then McKee responded with, or what? And the
King?
Media relations staff had to take him back into the team's complex. So.
Yeah, Marquette King basically told him to go, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with.
Who are you taking in that fight?
You know what? Ordinarily, most of the time when radio hosts start crap with athletes, it's on the radio host.
Oh, I just look at a picture of Darren McKee.
Isn't he an old man?
He's old and he's a little sloppy. I'll take Marquette King in that fight.
Yeah, I'd definitely take him in the fight, but in terms of who was in the wrong here.
Oh, no question, Marquette King was acting like a douchebag.
And you know, dude, you're a punter.
Yeah,
you're the most, other than long snapper, you're the most replaceable guy on the roster. If I'm you, the last thing I want to do is start acting like an a-hole. Because you've already lost in your new town. You've already lost one job because of it. So, yeah, 9 times out of 10, I'm defending the athlete in the athlete versus radio guy thing. Because usually the radio guys are trying to be.
Well, usually the 1 time out of 10, it's me who did it, so you're defending me because you have to.
Yeah, most of the time. But in this case,
it's legit.
Yeah, I'm gonna be on the side of the radio guys.
Listen, Marquette King, if the altitude is too much and you want out of there, you want a new job, my computer career's got you covered. IT, and I know what you're thinking. I'm not a great math guy. I'm not a science guy. I'm not a computer guy. It doesn't matter. They don't care. There's no excuses. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Helping people start an IT career, that's their thing. If you're not absolutely in love with what you're doing, stop doing it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take that free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just 2 or 3 times a week, and you'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes are starting up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. Mott says, judging by that interview, King sounded high AF. I think he just struck me as a guy who didn't want to do the interview and was going to get out of it as fast as he could, so... 832 says people forget he's a former college receiver, so that attitude is pretty on point.
It looks, I'm saying based on what we've seen the last two games, Hector Rondon is the closer of the Astros. Boy, that was really close.
Yeah.
To be in a tie ball game.
It was really close to, man, maybe he shouldn't be the closer.
Yeah, that was a couple feet. And that would have been gone.
That park is my favorite in all of baseball.
I've never been. I'd really like to go. It looks awesome.
Well, yeah, we were there in June. And, man, and I went for a long run around it and got to see it from all sides and, you know, did the tour thing. It's really, I've been to it before, but.
You haven't been to a game there yet?
Yeah, I have. Not recently, but I didn't go on this trip. But, man, it was just a blast. It's such a beautiful park, and it's such. Yeah, right there on the water. That McCovey Cove is badass. I still have some good photos of that I should post.
I think an interesting thing while I'm watching this game, I notice on the backstop, it says Bonds number 25 retirement ceremony, August 11th. Is it surprising the Giants haven't already retired Barry Bonds' number?
Little bit. Yeah, I think they would have done it by now. But I hope that's a step towards getting these idiot voters to put them in the Hall of Fame so that we – I mean, I just – it's so ridiculous that – I don't even want to get into it again. But Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens should be in the Hall of Fame,
no,
period. End of discussion.
Zero and, debate. No, yeah. I mean, they're – and in a walk.
Yeah, so run around first. Maybe you better get that Osuna character one.
Uh-oh.
Maybe. Hey,
Hang loose, he says.
Somebody was telling me, somebody tweeted in that they think Jimbo Fisher's overrated. And you know,
I think Jimbo Fisher's a good coach. I just don't know if Jimbo Fisher's a good enough coach to make the Aggies relevant in the SEC.
I think he can. I don't know if he will, but I think he can. And the one thing I would say is,
do you think they can make him, they can make Aggie to the point where they're contending with Alabama and Auburn every year and LSU, like into that top tier of the SEC West?
Well, I think a couple things have to happen is, you know, one of those teams has to backslide. And I think that could be LSU this year. We'll see. I don't know. I hope not, because
they seem the most poised to.
Yeah. And Auburn is kind of hit and miss, and they can have a really good season and then kind of fall off. And I think if that happens and A&M's, you know, if he gets that team to the right level, yeah, they can do it. I need to see it happen first, but I don't think it's happening this year. And I think it's going to take, I'm going to say year three. That's where I'm expecting to see them be able to do that. And at some point, Saban's going to retire too, or at least go coach the NFL or die. Is that a double play ball?
No.
I'm only going to get one.
Got one. Oh, foul ball.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Interesting. But
I might have made a play on that.
There's one guy who's a little nervous though about Jimbo Fisher.
Who's that?
Matt Flynn.
Why is that?
He says Jimbo at Texas A&M scares me. He's in Texas where he can get all the talent he wants.
No.
Says he's going to beat UT at recruiting, and he's close to Louisiana. He can dip in. So this is a big season for him. It's a big season for LSU as far as record goes, to hopefully not allow him to have that much success when he dips here in Louisiana. But yeah, Jimbo worries me a lot as an LSU fan. He's a good coach and a good recruiter. They were 18th in the nation in recruiting last year. Now, he also got a late start, so I'm going to assume they do better than that.
I mean, I don't think there's anybody who can get whoever they want in the state of Texas. I mean, there hasn't been anybody in a long time who could do that.
Well, Texas can't get whoever they want in Texas anymore.
Texas could when Mack Brown was there. Texas was basically getting... The only team that was taking recruits that Texas wanted away was Oklahoma. But Texas had, for the most part, their pick of the litter in the state. Since then, I guess you could maybe say when Sumlin was at A&M for like a year, they were sort of kings of the mountain in Texas, and they kind of got whoever they wanted. But now I just think it's back to parity where... You know, you're going to get some, you're going to not get some. And I think Texas feels comfortable with the guy they've got. A&M obviously feels comfortable with the guy they've got. You know, TCU's happy with what they've got going on. So I think to say that it's as simple as A&M can get whoever they want in Texas.
Well, I think it's oversimplifying to say that any one of those teams, including Texas, can get whoever they want in Texas right now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think there's everybody feels good about who they got, and you're going to get some guys, and you're going to not get some guys. I'm not saying Tom Herman is going to get everybody he wants. I'm not saying that Jimbo Fisher is going to get everybody whoever he wants. I think they'll both get some of the guys that they want, and some of them they're going
to
miss out on.
I think it comes down to who's in the playoff first. Because if
who's in the playoff first between Texas and A&M?
Yeah. I think that'll make a huge difference as to who gets first call on a lot of these kids. And that's the thing. Mac won a national championship. And
can we do What Are the Odds Wednesday? Because I'm curious your thoughts on that.
That what? Either who gets the playoff first?
Yeah.
I think Texas has the easier path.
Without question.
And
I think it's like 80-20. That it's Texas.
It should be Texas. I just also need to see.
Because all Texas needs is Oklahoma to have a bad year.
Which could happen. You're a year removed from Bob Stoops now, and you don't have Baker Mayfield.
I mean, and they don't know who their quarterback is. I mean, there's one bad year from Oklahoma gives an opportunity for Texas to get in there.
Theoretically. But they have to be better than they've been. And
for A&M, a lot would have to happen.
Well, A&M has to be good, and they have to get past Auburn, Alabama, Georgia, likely.
Yep.
I mean, it's a much tougher path. There's no question. Yeah. So your team has to be a lot better. But as much as I love Tom Herman, I need to see a jump this year, because they sure looked a lot like Charlie Strong's Texas last year. And, you know, and look, I think Charlie can coach too. Just sometimes you can't coach at Texas.
Right.
It's a hard place to win, man. You have to, it takes so much. It's a great job and everybody wants it. And there are so many advantages to it. But, man, there's also so much pressure. You're dealing with so many boosters and all these other guys that you have to deal with while you're coaching. And if you don't have immediate success and you're not winning a bunch right away, that pressure goes up and up and up. I think it's a big year for Tom. I think Tom needs to win 9 games. Maybe 10.
I think that's probably a fair expectation. I don't know if they can do it.
All right. We're going to take a very good quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Make sure you check out SportsMap.com and follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. Great stuff. Hey, John, are we
out? Get on the map.
Are we out somewhere on Friday?
Yes.
I saw something on the schedule. Can we get some?
I think are we at Prime Social?
No.
No.
Can we get the details? And yeah. I know we're going to be out of Prime Social again pretty
Surprise!
Soon. I know we're going to be out at the Hyatt again soon, but I'd like to be able to tell the people where we're going to be. So if we could find that out, that would be great. While they're checking out sportsmap.com, they can think about that. Astros win 2-1. All of AJ's negativity early in the show. Suck it, Hoffman.
I mean, I'm not being negative. I'm just saying that they're not hitting.
it's why I hate when the game's on during the show, because you sit there and comment, oh, the offense is struggling. If not for this, if not for that, wah. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I'll ask you guys this first. Are your wives addicted to their phones?
I'm worse than my wife.
Yeah, I know you're pretty bad. I was going to get to you.
All right.
Like she's playing solitaire all weekend, or crosswords, or all this stuff on her phone pretty much 24/7. I mean, it's silly. It's one of those where you just kind of say, okay. John, how's Teresa with that?
We're probably about the same.
So you're both bad. So all you millennials are bad, is what it is.
I'm not a millennial.
Yeah, you act like one. Well, please. I've got some tips for you. It says most studies say people check their phones around 150 times a day. Now I check mine a lot, admittedly, but I don't do games and stuff, because like I'll check Twitter, I'll check my text messages, I'll check my email pretty regularly because there may be some work related stuff. But I don't play games. I don't, you know, mess around with that. I will play poker on my computer sometimes, but I don't know if that's the same thing. So here's what you could do. Number one, delete those apps. Jake Knapp, former design partner from Google Ventures, said, I deleted every app that distracted me. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. I deleted the Gmail app and disabled the built-in email and even Safari. It was a huge relief.
So what, he doesn't check his email now?
Yeah, he says, I thought this would be a short-term experiment, but 6 years later, those apps are still off my iPhone.
Man, I can't do it. I do want to get to a point where I check my email like twice a day.
Yeah, I'm no way I could do that. Says, supersize your device. Says, to develop awareness of when and how I use my smartphone, I tried replacing it with the iPad Mini G, which has all the features of the iPhone except calling. I said, because it was big enough to be cumbersome at the dinner table, it made me realize when I was killing time on it, I virtually stopped using Instagram and Twitter. Says eventually I went back to a smartphone, but I'm more conscious about using it. Yeah, I don't know if that would work either. That I'm going to go with so far two not so really good
ideas.
What's
he do for a job?
Well, all these guys are like, he's the founder of Envisioning Technology. The other guy was a Google dude. Other guy is a graphic designer. Says make it unpleasant. The first step is to install an app like Moment to track your usage. It notifies me when I'm on my phone more than usual, and I can see how many times I picked it up each day. I also tried to draw a comparison. For 2 weeks, I used my iPhone screen in color, and for 2 weeks, I used it in grayscale, which is designed to be irritating. I found that grayscale reduced my usage to just utility and eliminated aimless scrolling.
What is grayscale?
Have no idea. John,
isn't that the disease on Game of Thrones?
Yeah, that's what happened to Ser Jorah.
I'm guessing black and white.
It's very painful. Here's one. Yoni Rechtman, investor.
Rechtman.
Wait, what?
I barely knew him.
Yep, Rechtman. Says, on the advice of a therapist, I started practicing leaving my phone in one room while I went into another. I brought it up and said that I was way too attached. Okay, you're talking to a therapist about his phone, so you know, let's take this with a grain of salt. I thought it was making me anxious. I didn't like being in places without reception and would go home if my phone were at risk of dying. To this day, I've never had an iPhone die because I obsessively keep it charged. But my therapist basically had me practice just leaving it in the other room for increasing amounts of time. Small increments, like 15 minutes at a time, but getting longer. I'm still bad, but much better. And I really don't work on it anymore. Okay, here's one from John Converse Townsend, social content and community manager for Fast Company. And also part of the Converse empire, I'm sure. He said, I deleted Instagram for a couple weeks, and that was brilliant. I also set my phone to airplane mode at night. I eventually reinstalled Instagram because my girlfriend were like, you're not seeing any of the memes I'm sending you. But I'm still using airplane mode almost every night. If not, the phone is definitely on silent. I put my phone on silent at night.
Right.
Yeah, I put mine on do not disturb.
Okay, which is, that's not too far from airplane mode.
Yeah.
All right, so there's one good thing, right? Any of those other tips do much for you?
No.
I'm not doing that. Yeah, I also do the auto do not disturb when I'm driving. So if somebody texts me, I don't see it until I, you know, turn my car off. So there's that on the iPhone.
Yeah, when I'm driving, I keep it in my pocket. I don't ever look at it until I get home. The only exception is if I'm going somewhere where I need to use Waze, but then I make sure it's sitting in the other, the opposite seat, and I'm not using it. I'm just listening to it because I don't like to have a phone anywhere near me because. Every time I almost see a wreck now, it's somebody's got their face buried in a phone.
Right.
And it's just, okay, you know, you kill somebody else, don't kill me. All right, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
So basically, this is for you, Lamont. I'm looking up what age is a millennial. Basically, anyone born between 1981 and 1996 is a millennial. I was not born in that range. You can't call me a millennial. I'm not.
You act like one.
How? You act like one more than me.
What do you mean? I'm an old man. I don't act like anything.
Oh, please.
A little spoiled. Little divish, expect everything to be given to you.
Oh, yes. You know me. I'm always got a handout. All right. I got to tell you guys about dirt-free carpet cleaning. Listen, if your kids are about to go back to school, which means maybe they'll be running around tearing up your floors a little bit less, it's a great time to get your carpets clean. Get them back to where they were before the summer. They've been killing it all summer, dragging in the dirt and the pool chemicals and just beating up your carpets, all that extra foot traffic. You can get rid of that with dirt-free carpet summer special. For a limited time, they'll clean three rooms for $100 and throw in a free speed dry. The other guys, they're leaving behind a bunch of water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals to trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Dirt-free doesn't do that. They've got the best technology in the game. They're not using any chemicals or soaps, and they've been doing it for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. Call them right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here with AJ on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean three rooms for $100 and throw in a free speed dry. It's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
Break you and break you in like the night sky. I speak like the truth is I'm blind. No, I can't read the signs in the line of my life.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.